And right now we're going to talk to some of the folks who work here and go to school here. It's time for Gordo to take out the wireless microphone. Now, Gordo, since you are now mobile and you are no longer at your stationary position, I'm having trouble locating you. Can you tell me your exact location?
Craig, I'm about 10 inches from your face, about to kiss you.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
I've got you now.
Who wants to see me and Craig kiss?
Not one laugh out there.
Craig and I.
They kiss. Loved it.
I don't know. All right, Leon, let's head on out here. I'll talk to this person here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, where'd you get that bag?
I got it off from my grandmother.
Uh-huh. And you're wearing camouflage. Are you coming in from the field or about heading out?
I'm not going in or out.
Have you ever hunted?
No.
Never hunted?
Never.
Would you hunt?
Probably.
What's the largest animal you could kill with your bare hands?
I have no idea.
Start with Gordon.
The correct answer is George.
No, so go ahead and start with Gordon there.
All right, thanks for your time. Why are you guys back here? Come here. Come forward. Come here.
I want to talk to you.
This guy's dressed as if he's some sort of youth minister at a cowboy church. You go to school here?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Just came in to see the show.
Did you come here to see the show?
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, we worked right around the corner. We're actually doing the construction project right over here.
What are they building over there?
It's the Rosedale Renaissance Project, the new clock tower at the main entry of the campus, and a new conference center on the south side of Rosedale.
Seems like most people have smartphones now and can just get the time from that. Why do you need a clock tower?
Yeah. I have no idea. It's a good question.
Yeah. They did spell clock tower correctly on the paperwork they signed with you guys, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because otherwise, if they dropped an L, they wouldn't be approving of that structure you guys would be building.
It'd be a little awkward.
Yeah, a rounded obelisk at the top of there. All right, well, what's your name?
Justin.
Justin, you want to say hi to your wife?
Sure.
Okay, well, say hi to her later today.
It was
for us, yeah.
Later today.
Absolutely.
You didn't want to have generic contract talk, contractors talk with that guy?
Well, what do you want me to ask him?
I don't know. You ask him.
Okay.
You
I don't
know the terms.
What's that? These guys work for you?
Work what? I don't work for him.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Ooh.
Tension here. What do you do?
I'm a marketing director.
Well, that's not really construction. You made it sound like this guy was a frame carpenter or something.
No.
He's an estimator.
Right, yeah.
Okay, estimator. Well, that's boring to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, too many numbers.
What are you drinking, sir?
Coffee.
All right, that was a good conversation. Let's talk to some of these ladies back here. How you doing, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
Well, you look scared.
A little.
Why are you scared?
I'm not scared.
Why are you giggling? Are you high? You're high, aren't you?
It is early in the morning, I guess you could say.
What is with the rattle in this microphone? Are you guys hearing that?
Yeah, every time you move it, it rattles.
I know it. What estate sale did we get this at, Tony? This is ridiculous. What are you majoring in, ma'am?
Accounting.
Oh, accounting. Do you want to go into accounting?
No, I just major in it just because.
Okay. Did you go to high school around here?
No.
Why did you decide on Texas Wesleyan University?
I like their teaching style. They're small, and a lot of teachers are out to help you.
That's very generic.
As opposed to try to fail you.
But what is their teaching style?
Unlike other universities, they're more willing to work with you on a one-on-one basis versus on a large scale where they don't care about your education.
Little fun fact. Oh, that's nice you to say that. Little fun fact. Did you know that the teacher-to-student ratio here at the university is 4-1. 4 teachers for every student.
Wow. I better research that.
Good info. That's good info. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
What's your name?
Julia.
Julia, have you ever heard of the ticket?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. A lot of fans out here.
Are you a sports fan?
Yeah.
You are? What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Ah. You ever heard of the Texas Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Ranger?
He's gone, Craig Gentry. He's not there anymore.
Craig Gentry, your favorite Ranger?
There weren't that There's many Craig Gentry anymore. Fans.
Yeah, there was one, I think. Yeah. Well, now you're wearing a camouflage hat. Have you ever gone hunting?
Yes.
What did you kill?
A deer.
Oh, deer.
Did you watch it die?
No. I just shot it, and then somebody else did all the rest.
Boy, that's a dedication to ethical hunting.
Yeah.
Who did the rest for you?
My friend's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the deer dead afterwards?
Yes.
And did you feel bad?
No.
Did you eat it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Did you have, like, beef jerky, venison jerky or something?
Yeah, deer jerky.
Okay, all right. And you have a boyfriend or?
Yes.
What's his name?
Cameron.
Is it that guy who looks like the youth minister from the cowboy church?
No, definitely not.
All right, well, shout out to Cameron.
All right.
What are you majoring in, by the way?
Athletic training.
Same here. Same here. Yeah. All right. Who else should I talk to? Point somebody out. I'll talk to them.
She's a student. Her dad is a big P1.
Right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your dad's name?
Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly. What's his last name?
Kelly. Oh,
okay. I thought that was his middle name for some reason. Like he had a Bruce Jenner type transition at some point and kept both names.
Definitely not.
Okay, good. So what are you majoring in here?
Liberal arts.
Liberal arts. And what do you want to do?
I want to design wedding dresses.
Aww.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
That's really sweet.
Norm will be your best client because he likes to wear those in his spare time.
That's not
time.
Me. Don't look at me.
That's not Norm. Now, did your dad have an opinion about your nose ring?
He didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it without him knowing. So, no, not really.
So, how old were you when you got that?
18.
Okay, so he has no say in that. What about a tattoo? Do you have a tattoo?
One.
Really? Where is it?
On my toe.
On your toe? What does it say?
It's a heart on the inside.
What does that signify?
Nothing. It was just cute. I liked it. So.
You weren't inebriated when you got it?
No.
Good. Do you drink?
No. Yeah.
You're not going to answer honestly. Well, how old are you, by the way?
I'm going to be 21 on Monday.
Wow.
Oh, she'll be drinking on Monday.
She'll be drinking on Monday. Awfully young. You're very small. Is your mother a small woman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How tall is your mom?
Like 5'2".
Okay.
So. JJ Watt could jump to the top of her head.
Your parents still together?
Yes.
Excellent. How long have they been married?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks for figuring that out for me. Where'd you get the backpack?
Vera Bradley.
Vera Bradley? Is she around here right now, or is your roommate? Okay. All right. No, that's a ticket guy. I don't want to talk to him.
No.
What about the dude who... What about the Mike Soroy lookalike?
Yeah. Texas Wesleyan.
What do you do here, sir?
I'm vice president for marketing.
Vice president
now
for marketing.
That's a good gig.
Yeah. Is this the biggest get that you've had? Do you have a lot of radio stations doing shows
from
here?
This is the get of the year for us. This is the get of the year, and we get a lot of gets, so this is the get of the year.
And okay. You said that way too many times, by the way. And do you listen to the ticket as well as just book them for this?
I do listen to the ticket. I've been listening for way more years than a lot of the students here probably.
Than they've been alive?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your favorite ticket moment of all time?
Favorite ticket moment of all time? Probably this one, to be honest. Of being
outside of this one, you have to answer this one. You have to give us something else.
Oh, all time. Jeez.
No, that was a terrible moment.
You're what?
Speechless.
Yes, there you go. It's always ironic when someone says that word, that they're speechless. And how long you been here?
I've been here for 3.5 years.
3.5 years, what did you do before that?
I was up in Pennsylvania. It's very cold up in Pennsylvania. I was trying to get back here as quick as I could.
Mm-hmm. Grew up here?
I did grow up here, yep, out in Plano.
And, you know, I asked a student earlier, actually it was Ryan, I asked how many students you guys have here. She put it at 2,200 to 2,400.
2,300, she hit it right on the
nose. Wow, very good.
Ryan knows.
Very good. Have you watched Meet Ryan, the mini movie on YouTube?
So my staff produced that movie. This guy right here, Chuck.
Oh, this guy did? Here? All right, let's talk to Chad. Chuck?
Chuck.
Okay, let's talk to Chuck. He's a guy who did the Meet Ryan video. That highlighted Ryan, who's a student here. And how many hours went into the filming of the minute and 26 seconds of Meet Ryan?
Too many to count. I can't even remember.
And was Ryan creeped out that you followed her around for like 6 months getting footage?
I think she's still creeped out about it.
Mm-hmm. Meet! I can't imagine why she'd be creeped out by you.
I asked myself the same question. My parents asked the same question.
Yeah, you did. He just has that look of, you know, he's collects no comic books, has a van with no windows, you know, that sort of thing. But we love you, Chuck.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Oh, no, he's sad.
You made him sad.
Way Way to
Chuck
go, Gordo.
Is sad.
Producer of a fine film, and you did that to him.
I don't have my phone on me. I wish there was a clock tower to see how much time we got left.
It is time to go, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Way to go, Gordo.
Yes. Thank you. Texas Wesleyan. Yes.
As we're out here at Texas Wesleyan in 4.